This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Police in the U.S. state of Kentucky say multiple people have died in a shooting in downtown Louisville.
The shooter was confirmed to be dead on the scene. We do not know exactly the circumstances of his death at this time. Five people have been confirmed to have been killed inside. At least six were transported to University of Louisville Hospital, including one officer with various injuries.
The suspect is believed to be an ex-employee. The shooting happened Monday morning at a downtown bank building. As he was headed to the scene, the governor tweeted, quote, please pray for all of the families impacted and for the city of Louisville, end quote. Russian forces have stepped up attacks on two Ukrainian cities in the east as Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky on Sunday denounced Moscow's airstrikes that killed civilians on Orthodox Palm Sunday, saying Russia was further isolating itself from the world. Reuters correspondent Diane Toe reports.
According to the General Staff of Ukrainian Armed Forces, fighting has been heaviest along the western approaches to Bakhmut, which, along with Avdiivka, have been targeted by Russia's military. Russian forces have been besieging Bakhmut for months in the longest battle in more than a year of war. In his nightly video address, Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky denounced Russian airstrikes, coinciding with the observance of Orthodox Palm Sunday.
Every bright Christian holiday teaches us that we may not know how, but we must be sure that evil will lose. We have to bring the defeat of evil closer, and we are bringing it closer.
Zelensky also lashed out at Moscow over the deaths of a 50-year-old man and his 11-year-old daughter, who were killed as Russian forces struck their home in the southeastern city of Zaporizhia.
That was Reuters correspondent Diane Toe reporting. This is VOA News. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will visit Vietnam later this week in the latest bid to build relations with a growing U.S. partner as tensions flare with China over Taiwan, the State Department said Monday. Blinken will visit Hanoi on his way to a group of seven foreign ministers meeting this weekend in a Japanese mountain resort. The United States has a growing relationship with Vietnam, including on defense, with the two countries largely reconciling despite bitter war memories. A Saudi delegation was in the rebel-held capital of Yemen on Sunday to negotiate a potential new truce with Iran-backed Houthi rebels, diplomats said, as Riyadh seeks a way out of the war. A Yemeni diplomat based in the Gulf region said the Saudi officials are, quote, in Sana'a to discuss moving forward to create peace in Yemen, end quote. The information was confirmed by a second diplomat. Saudi officials did not respond to requests for comment. China declared it had successfully completed 3 days of war games around Taiwan on Monday, capping a show of force that saw it simulate targeted strikes and practice a blockade of the self-ruled island. Here's AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The Chinese military had earlier announced combat readiness patrols as a warning to Taiwan. The actions follow President Tsai Ing-wen's trip to America, with the most sensitive event being a meeting with the House Speaker. China has responded with sanctions against those associated with her trip and intensifying military activity near the island. Taiwan's defense ministry says 70 Chinese planes were detected from Sunday to early Monday, while another 59 flights of bombers and fighter jets were detected later. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
How will former U.S. President Donald Trump approach his defense after being indicted in a hush money case and brought before court to hear the charges against him? That's not something his lawyer, James Trustee, was keen on disclosing while being interviewed on ABC's This Week. Here's VOA's Veronica Balderas-Iglesias reporting.
He did speak about Trump's overall mood.
Anybody that gets targeted by federal investigators, by New York prosecutors, you know, they certainly turn inward a little bit and think this is really bad news, this is terrible for me. But he very quickly pivots to the big picture, the historic picture, and I tend to agree. This is a bad moment for this country.
Trump faces 34 felony charges of falsifying New York business records to conceal that he allegedly ordered hush money payments to a porn actor who had damaging information about him right before the 2016 presidential election. He has pleaded not guilty.
Italy's Coast Guard reported rescuing thousands of migrants at sea on Easter weekend in the central Mediterranean Sea. More than 2,000 people were rescued in the Ionian Sea. I'm Diane Roberts.